For our next story, we're taking you to Spain, where for the past 6 months, people have been obsessed with a TV drama about a seamstress. And I kid you not, it actually set off a sewing renaissance among Spaniards. The World's Jerry Haddon introduces us to The Time Between Seams.
Me llamo Sira Quiroga y soy costurera.
My name is Sira Quiroga and I'm a seamstress. I never imagined that destiny would lead me to risk my life crossing a foreign city with an arsenal of pistols strapped to my body. But now I know that destiny is the sum of all the decisions we make in our lives. For me, it all began with something as simple as learning to thread a needle.
Hooked? Join the club. The Time Between Seams turned out to be the most popular TV drama in Spanish history. Nearly 5 million viewers, more than a quarter of TV watchers in Spain. It's a full-blown period drama set in Spain, Morocco, and Portugal during and after the Spanish Civil War. The show just ended, but it's left a living legacy. This is a sewing supply store called The Spider's Web, the biggest in Valencia. In the back, gathered around a table, about a dozen women sew, darn, and stitch during a free workshop. In one corner, there's Laura, a young pharmacist who's converting an old dress into a new skirt. She says she decided to learn how, thanks to the fictional seamstress from TV. I like her character, she says. It awoke something in me, something that you normally associate with the older generation, with grandmothers. Now it's becoming fashionable to sew among young women. At a nearby table, 29-year-old Victoria Romero is finishing up a handbag, stitching a seam by hand.
Hombre, me encantaban todos los modelitos que ella sacaba.
I just loved all the designs that Sira made, she says. And the story, of course, is really interesting, too, but the dresses, they were really impressive. Women's clothes today have lost that femininity. Women were more feminine back then. This is the new, brand new generation of Spanish seamstresses. And it's growing by the week, says the owner of the Spider's Web, Maria José Manioc. In workshops like these and online via popular blogs, Facebook pages, there's even talk of an exhibition in Madrid of the dresses Sira the seamstress designed on the show. Now if they'd only start a TV show about needlework or crocheting, laughs Manioc, her business would really be booming. As has been business on Amazon.es, the Spanish branch of the online giant. The company recently said that it's seen about a 150% spike in sewing machine sales each and every Monday as the series aired. Some have said this is a sign that Spain's tattered economy is turning a corner. You know, more people spending on pricey items. But the women at the Spider's Web workshop say just the opposite is true. People are simply looking for ways to make their old clothes last longer, to feel more self-sufficient, even as they have less money. In Spain, it turns out, even the sewing machine vendors are having a rough time. Amazon's success, says Juan Galdón, is his loss. Galdón sits in his cluttered sewing machine store with his arms crossed, waiting for customers and waiting. Booming sales, I ask him?
No.
You know, because of the TV series, I say. Sira. I didn't watch it, he says. Didn't interest me. A lot of vendors who come in make the same comment, he says. Hey, you must be selling more machines because of that show. But it's not true. The crisis has hit hard here, he says. I guess the online stores are selling more because they sell at such low prices. The only uptick Galdón says he's seen is in repairs, a further sign that people are hanging on to what they have.
Listen.
Which is ultimately what Sira, the seamstress heroine, does, without giving too much away. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Valencia, Spain.